Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Because of the coronavirus crisis in Israel, it will be a different Passover this year. In fact, even the plans for the Sanhedrin to reenact the Passover sacrifice has been canceled. That's the headline. Winky Medad comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Sanhedrin had made a plan to reenact the Passover sacrifice. I know they have a temporary altar that they could set up very quickly. What's the status on that? Are they going to be able to go ahead with that or not?
All houses of worship, shall I call it, whether they're churches, whether they're mosques, whether they're the Temple Mount, or even the Western Wall, are basically closed. Various Protestant churches in the Old City, the Western Wall Plaza, and I said the Temple Mount, are virtually empty. There's a special permission for 10 people only to approach the Western Wall at, of course, a social distance spacing, and that's it. The Waqf guards have about maybe 40 or so guards up on the Temple Mount to maintain the place. I don't know the real details about the Church of the Sepulchre or anywhere else, but everything is in a shutdown, and I don't think it's going to happen this year. Of course, the Temple Mount groups are publishing details about it and trying to keep the issue in the mind, but this virus is of biblical proportions, Jimmy. If you and I at times, and you especially, talk about biblical prophecy, there's also biblical history that we have to remember, and people have to take care of plagues or other viruses or other diseases that we read about in the Bible or in history and make sure we're healthy and safe for ourselves and our children.
Winky Medad reporting on a different Passover in Israel and cancellation of the Passover sacrifice by the Sanhedrin. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. In biblical times, the Passover sacrifice was a major sacrifice in the life of the Jewish people. Even though there is no temple in Jerusalem, the present-day Sanhedrin had planned to reenact that sacred sacrifice. Now, due to the coronavirus crisis in Israel, the Sanhedrin have canceled that reenactment, which is a reminder that in the kingdom period, that important sacrifice will be performed by the prince, the resurrected King David. That's Ezekiel chapter 45, verses 21 and 22. That prophecy will be fulfilled during the kingdom period at the temple that Jesus Christ, the Messiah, will build in Jerusalem. That's Zechariah chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. These prophecies, yet to be fulfilled, will in fact be fulfilled, hopefully, in the not-too-distant future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...